And here we are, 20 minutes past 7 o'clock, and Sarah Swainson is in with a very special guest. We live vicariously through the great adventures of the Bold Heart Initiative.
And good morning.
Sarah has been playing golf with Taylor Hope.
there is a good news story in this, but it's not my golf swing. It really isn't. So, look, we live in a golfing town. So golf is not new to anybody who lives in this town. But I am not a golfer. So I pulled in some help. And I pulled in a friend of mine, and I said, "Taylor, will you take me to the golf course?" And she off we went, and went to the driving range, and I started hitting some golf balls, and I think I nearly took a few people out. So I think Taylor was very what's the word?
Diplomatic.
Diplomatic in terms of my skill level. But then she said, "Sarah, are you left-handed or right-handed?" I said, "I'm left-handed." She said, "Well, I think you might be a lefty in terms of..." So I'd been hitting right-handed. So anyway, we went and we found a left-handed club, and apparently that improved slightly. I wouldn't say massively, but it was good fun. It was really good fun to be on the golf course. I woke up the next morning and I thought, oh my goodness, what's happened to my stomach muscles? Like, why are they hurting so much? But it was really good. But this is not just a story about my trying golf. This is actually why I brought Taylor into the studio, is because Taylor is a young person, 13 years old, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so this segment is really about encouraging young people to try new things. Taylor started golf about 6 months ago and has really found something that she's super passionate about. And so this segment is really, really encouraging. If you're on your way to school today or listening, either parents or youngsters, go and try something new. Even if you're like me and you don't excel at it at first, or if you find a passion, but if you don't try, you'll never know. So whether it is golf or whether it is something else, take that fear of comparison or that you're going to be bad at it or whatever it is in your mind and just give it a try. So welcome, Taylor.
Thank you.
So Taylor, tell us a little bit about how you got into golf.
So I think it was around 10 or 9, and my sister had just gotten a new set of golf clubs. And I had been asking for golf clubs for 3 years, so you can imagine I was quite irritated and sad that I didn't get them. And one day I had gotten home from school early, and my dad was going to the driving range. And Madison, my sister, was still at school, so I had snuck the golf clubs into the car.
You took the gap, hey?
Yes, yeah. I took the golf clubs into the car, and I started hitting. And I said to my dad, I was like, "This is really fun. I think when I get older, I want to try more and see what could happen." And last year, August sometime, I went for my first lesson just to see if I had anything. And that was the time where I had first put a 7-iron into my hand. And I think my golf coach was a bit surprised on how well I could hit it. And then I just kept going and going. And then I had finally, I think after 2 lessons, I said to Dad, "If I can hit this past this certain mark, you have to go get me golf clubs today." And he had to go to the pro shop already to go get his new set of wedges. And what I had done was I was looking around the shop to find golf clubs, and I had found one. And obviously my taste was the most expensive set of golf clubs. So we ended up getting a really good deal for them, and Dad had just put them into the car, not telling me that he had just bought them.
Okay.
And said, "We're just trying them out just to see." And after, I think, 2 weeks, we still hadn't returned them, and I was like, "Dad, surely this is not right."
Yeah.
And then he had showed me the slip, and I was like, "Okay, now that you've bought me these, I have to take golf really seriously." And at the beginning of the year, I was like, because school doesn't fill my cup. So I just said to my mom, and we had looked into an online school called Koa Academy. And if I had completed all my work, then I can go and I can go practice and play rounds of golf and stuff. So I have finished my work quite early recently, like 12:30, 11:30, and I'll go down practice or hit in the simulator or something like that, just to keep going with golf. And recently my weekends have been really packed. Like, on Saturday I played golf, Sunday I played with my friend, and then now I'm just preparing for my tournament in Cape Town coming up at the end of March.
Wow. It's so lovely to hear someone speaking so eloquently and so passionately about something that they love. Wow, this is great. So you are going to be in a tournament this year?
Yes, yeah. So I've been playing a lot of tournaments, especially this one tournament for juniors, SA Kids. And they play it like at Zimbali and Umhlali and Simbiti and all of those courses. So I've just been going there just to get into the feeling, because it's mainly for juniors who are trying it out now.
And is it nerve-wracking?
Now that I've started playing a lot more, it's not as nerve-wracking, but I think at my first tournament...
Were you a bit nervous?
I had so many butterflies, I felt like I was going to puke all over the golf course. It was like...
But you still went and you had a good time.
Yes, yeah. So, and I knew a few of the people because I had gone to a KZN clinic just before, and then... They were in my four ball, luckily, and I was just saying to them, this is quite nervous, and they were giving me some tips and tricks on how to stay calm in a tournament, and after the first hole, I think I was having too much fun to have butterflies and all that. Yeah.
Is this something that you're going to go professional at, do you think?
I want to try. I really, really do want to try. So this upcoming Cape Town tournament that I'm going to, the KZN ladies have pulled out a few juniors, and we're going to go play those type of courses to just get the feel of it. And I want to try and go into golf at college. I want to go do college golf and then see from there if I can go on different types of tours.
Wow, how marvelous, hey? It was an interesting movie on Netflix that I watched last night, funnily enough. It's called The Phantom of the Open. And it's about a fellow who had dreams, but he put them all on hold because, well, life came by and he became a dad and, you know, he did all the right thing. And then his opportunity came because he was being retrenched or being laid off, or, you know, something like that. And at a very advanced age, he decided he was going to become a golfer.
Wow.
And enter the British Open.
Oh, I think I watched this one. Yes.
Man. Mm. Well, he became, and it's a true story, became a real character, celebrity character. Sure. He was a rubbish golfer. Absolutely shame. He got the worst score ever in the British Open. He sort of conned his way in a few times. And became it was his passion and his joy. You're lucky that it's your passion and your joy, but you're also, I believe, a very good golfer for having just begun, really. Because in real terms, I mean, from where you sit, you know, it's been a long time, but I promise you, when you look back over the great distance from which I survey life, looking backwards, it's been a very, very short time, and already you've got sights on something magnificent. You're one of the very few lucky ones in life that knows what they want to do and has a chance to pursue that.
Yeah.
So absolutely full marks to you. But as Sarah, you quite rightly pointed out, everyone, I think, has an idea of what makes them excited about life. But sometimes, like our friend that entered the British Open many, many years too late to ever be any kind of good at golf, but he gave it a whirl. If you're listening to Bold Heart and it's encouraging you to have a go, well, that's exactly what it's all about, isn't it?
And I think it is. I mean, Taylor's fortunate. She is talented and she's found something that she's passionate about. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to turn pro. But it does mean that if you've wanted to do something, you can just go and try. Go and hit some golf balls. Go and whatever it is, because life does happen so quickly. I mean, like you say, Dave, like you look back and just the months are flying by. And it's really... we don't want to live with regrets. We don't want to live with, I wish I had, or I wish I had done this.
You know, that's the thing. If you read, there are many, you know, I suppose some of them are a bit made up, but, you know, people looking back, and if you had your life over, what would you do? No one ever says, I would spend more time at work. Do you know that? No. They would spend more time doing things that they they love.
And I think also it's not about massive things. You know, I literally, it was at the driving range. It was an hour of my day. You know, I tried something new. So it doesn't have to be massive.
Yeah.
You can just take the first step. You can look in your network or your surrounding and go, who do I know that does this?
Yeah.
And go and see if you can tag along. Can you go and... not even participate, can you go and see what something's about? Because you never know where that leads. So I think if we approach life with curiosity, and if we approach life not taking ourselves too seriously, because if you saw my golf swing, you would be horrified. But, you know, that's the way to do it. Not all of us are going to turn pro, but you might just have some fun along the way.
And I suppose also it's a message to those that are fortunate enough to be in the zone doing what they do. When young or curious people come along and are looking, be gentle and be generous. You know, give a little bit of give a bit of advice, give a bit of hope and encouragement, because that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about that first step. I think coming out of your head, because so many times you think, oh, I'm just going to look like an idiot, or I'm not as good as that person. Get out of your head and get out there.
Yeah.
True.
I remember Gary Player years ago saying, you know, someone said, but you're very lucky to have won that. And he said, you know, the more I practice, the luckier I get.
Absolutely.
And that's the
truth. Absolutely. So, Sarah, you have emboldened your heart once again with another adventure.
Yeah.
And what's on the menu for next
week? Next week's quite a good one, actually. It involves some bowls. So I'm out... trying bowls.
Okay.
I did it last week and it was great fun. And please tune in next week to listen. This is actually a special gem that I think so many people will want to hear about.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can't wait.
And I believe bowls used to be a game for the sort of, you know, retirees and the older generation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But apparently that's changed a lot. Apparently it has. It's become really, really popular. Mainstream sport. Right. Yeah. So we'll wait with bated breath for the next exciting edition of Bold Heart with Sarah Swainson. And thank you so much for bringing in Taylor Hope. You've given us all a little bit of that, you know. Taylor, your surname is a proud one.
Yeah.
We're filled with hope. Lovely. And the morning show continues.